There are times where you should be saying no, but instead you're saying yes. Know your boundaries so you don't say yes when you should be saying no.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in for another edition with Pastor Mark Job, author of the book Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call. He's also the senior pastor of New Life Community Church here in Chicago. My name is Joshua Hollick, and today Pastor Mark is taking us through a series based off of that book, through 1 Kings 19, the life of Elijah, and that book is called Unstuck. And Pastor Mark's here with me in the studio tonight. Pastor Mark, you're going to be talking to us about blurred calling, how people get stuck because they need to rediscover their boundaries. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right, Joshua. We're ready to get a whole bunch of people unstuck.
Amen.
Excited about that. You know, this message is about rediscovering our boundaries. What I've discovered is so many people don't know how to say no because they don't know what they're called to.
Yeah.
And so they try to take on too many responsibilities that God has never called them to. Elijah did the same thing. God had to unload his plate so that he could focus on his legitimate primary calling. And that's what we hope to help people do this evening.
Mm, that would be a powerful thing for somebody tonight to get a chance to hone in on what they were called to do. And I know there's somebody listening tonight who feels like, I just not really sure what that is. And maybe they're loaded down with tons of things they really shouldn't be doing. Could you just take a moment to pray for somebody listening tonight who needs clarity in their calling?
Absolutely. If you're listening and you're tired, discouraged, feel like you're just worn thin, have too much on your plate, and don't know where to focus, chances are that it's not God that's put you there, but you have put yourself there by not having clear boundaries. So, Father, I pray right now for this person that right now is so discouraged, so overwhelmed, so stressed out, so full of anxiety, trying to control things they have no control over. I pray that today, as they listen to this message, that you would speak clearly, powerfully, succinctly to their life so that they can begin to draw God-given boundaries and get out of their cave and move into their call. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
1 Kings chapter 19. Today I want to talk to you about rediscovering your boundaries. Over the last 6 weeks, we've been on this series entitled Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call. We've talked about sticking points that keep us stuck, and I'm praying. Oh, and I'm so excited because I've gotten so many people that are telling me what God is doing through this series. There's so many of you that have contacted me or personally told me that you're getting unstuck finally, some of you after years of being stuck. And I'm excited about the steps that so many people are taking during this series. We've covered several sticking points. We started several weeks ago, talked about isolated living, how people get stuck in isolated living, aloneness, and how to break out of isolation. We've talked about distorted thinking and how to get our thinking in line with God's way of thinking. We've talked about impaired hearing, how oftentimes we don't hear the voice of God like we need to, and what it means to start hearing God again in our life. We talked about warped identity, how oftentimes we see ourselves the wrong way in God's storyboard, and how to regain fresh perspective. Last week, we talked about neglected issues, how there's issues in our life that we haven't resolved, and so they hold us back and keep us stuck in seasons when we need to go to the next one. And today, we're going to be looking at blurred callings, or really how to rediscover boundaries in your life. Boundaries. Rediscovering boundaries. Here's what I know. I know that there are some of you that are here today that are stuck because you have no clear boundaries in your life. You're stuck because you don't know when to say yes and when to say no. You're stuck because you've never clearly defined, hey, here's the line and I won't cross it. You're stuck because that line has not been identified, and so you feel responsible for things that are on the other side of the line when you shouldn't. and you're not clear about what is your responsibility and what is not your responsibility. Let me tell you a little story to illustrate this. When my children were younger, I decided that I would get involved in their activities by helping to coach them in soccer. And so my first year of doing this, I learned a valuable lesson. Don't be the head coach. Because the head coach has to deal with all the problems, the angry parents, and call everybody up. But if you're the assistant coach, you don't have to call everybody up. You can sit in the sidelines and you can yell and scream and boss people around, but you don't have all the responsibility. Fathers, listen up. Be an assistant coach, not a head coach. So I decided I would be the assistant coach, and I was assistant coach for many years as my kids played soccer. And I'll never forget my oldest son. He was probably about 5 or 6 years old, his first time playing soccer. He was all excited about it. We did one practice. We got them their uniforms, their shin guards. They were all dressed up. They had a team name. The first game came. We gathered in a circle, put our hands together and said, "Let's go, yay!" And they all went out to their positions. The referee blew the whistle. The game started. And then, utter chaos. These little children all just started chasing after the ball like a herd of cattle. They all ran after the ball and they were kicking and screaming and hands were flying, and suddenly the ball would get out of the herd and they would all, like a herd, chase the ball again and kick and scream and try to get it, and then they would chase the ball again. It was utter chaos. By the time that halftime had come, all these little boys that we were coaching, they were red-faced, sweaty, tired, and had not made one single goal. So we set them all and we said, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" They said, "Well, we're trying to kick the ball." "No, no, no. You have to play your position." And so this time we put all the kids in their position and we said, "This is your boundary. Do not go outside of your boundary. Play your position. The ball will come to you. If it gets close, go for it. But play your position." And then they started learning to pass, play their position. It was hard in the beginning, but we scored 2 goals. We won the soccer team, and everybody was less tired because they played their position. See, what these kids needed to learn was boundaries. If you're a defense, you don't have to play offense. Some of you are here today, and you're absolutely exhausted. You're stressed. You're tired. You're exhausted. Because you're trying to play defense, midfield, offense. You're trying to be the goalie and everything else. And you're absolutely exhausted because you have not discovered how to set boundaries in your life. You haven't learned what to say yes to and what to say no to. Some of you don't think you have the power or ability or even the right to say no. You need to learn to say no. That's not my responsibility. Okay, let's practice it. No, that's not my responsibility. Now, I want to talk to you about that because I believe that if you have to learn to say yes, first of all, you have to learn to say no. Some of you can't say yes to the things that God really wants you to say yes to because you've said yes to so many things that He hasn't asked you to say yes to, you should have said no to, that now you're drained and tired, exhausted, and taken on much more than God ever called you to take on in your life because you have no boundaries. Elijah was a prophet called by God, but the first half of his life leading up to the cave, he ended up discouraged, exhausted, suicidal, confused about life, ready to give up, in part because he did not know how to draw boundaries around his calling. He had taken on more than what God had given him. And you'll see in 1 Kings chapter 19, it's the story of a great man of God who goes through a very difficult time, in part because he did not know how to say no. So if you're taking notes today, you need to know your boundaries. So these three things will happen when you know your boundaries. Number one, jot this down. Know your boundaries so you don't say yes when you should be saying no. There are times where you should be saying no, but instead you're saying yes. And you need to know when to say no and when to say yes, and how to distinguish the difference between when it's right to say no and when it's wrong to say no. In verse 15, the Lord said to him, Elijah was in the cave, discouraged and stuck. And God said to him, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king over Aram. Verse 16, Jehu, king over Israel, and Elijah to succeed you as prophet. Now here's what I want you to notice. The first thing that God asked Elijah to do when he left the cave was to get rid of things on his plate that he shouldn't have been handling. God said, I want you to give away some of the responsibilities that you've taken on your shoulder that I never asked you to have. So he gave away the political power to two men, the political power over Israel, the political power over Judah, and then his succession power to Elijah. He had to give responsibility away to three different people. Elijah was trying to play the part of the whole team, and God said, don't try to be the whole team. Be who you're supposed to be in the team. Anybody listening to me today? This is huge. Don't try to be the whole team. Give away the responsibility to the team that they're supposed to have, and now you play your part on the team. Now, I love what Henry Cloud is a Christian psychologist and author that's written a book called Boundaries. I would highly recommend it if you're in a relationship where you feel like there's no good boundaries there, because he talks a lot about what it means to set boundaries in a relationship and how that works. And Henry Cloud, he talks about boundaries and he says this, he defines boundaries. Boundary is a personal property line that marks those things which we are responsible for. In other words, boundaries define who we are and who we are not. I grew up in a small town in northern Spain, outside of a city called Burgos, and the small town that I grew up in was called Rubena. It was a farmer's town. And if you walked out of the village that I grew up in and looked out at the hills that surrounded the town, you would see that there was all kinds of farmland out there, and there were squares made up of boundaries.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Rediscover Your Boundaries. It's the sixth part of a series called Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 1 through 21. His message, Rediscover Your Boundaries.
Each of those fields had a small, usually a rock wall around the field. And so people understood that this side of the rock wall is my responsibility. It belongs to me. And the other side of the rock wall is not my responsibility. That's someone else's property. How could they tell what was theirs and what was not? Because there was a boundary. If there was weeds and growth and rocks on this side, it's my responsibility to pull up the weeds, to take out the rocks, to farm this land, to till it, to grow it, to harvest it. Although I may wish success to the person that's next to me, it's not my responsibility to pull out their weeds, to take out their rocks, to clear their harvest, because that's their responsibility. This boundary tells me what is ever inside of my walls is my responsibility. What's outside of my boundaries is no longer my responsibility. It's their responsibility. Boundaries were established by God. Down through all the Old Testament and New Testament, God talks about boundaries. Boundaries tell us what we're supposed to do and what we're not responsible for. People that have no boundaries either become responsible for nothing or they feel like they're responsible for everything. And people that feel like they're responsible for everything usually end up burning out, getting discouraged, getting overwhelmed, and so they really are good at nothing. How many of you know what I'm talking about today? Unless you set boundaries, you don't know what to say yes to or say no to. Discovering boundaries in our life has to do with understanding what has God called me to and what is my God-given responsibility and what is not my God-given responsibility. Elijah had a big heart. He was called of God to turn around the nation of Israel or to speak the message that God had for him in Israel. The problem with Elijah is Elijah had the problem that many of us had. He knew what he was called to do, but he tried to take responsibility for the outcome, and that had nothing to do with his responsibility. That was God's responsibility. In other words, Elijah was called of God to speak to the people of Israel about a message. But Elijah became discouraged when the people did not respond to his message, and he took it personally like it was his job to make sure they responded to the message that he was preaching. God told him the message that he was supposed to preach, but God did not make him responsible for how people would respond to his message. Here's what I want you to understand. You are not responsible for the outcome or how people react. You are responsible for what God is calling you to do. For example, when you share the gospel, your faith with someone else, you're not responsible to try to save someone because only God and they can do that. But you are responsible to share your faith with other people. You can't save anyone, heal anyone, transform anyone. You can't fix anyone. You can help people, but only God and then can determine what the outcome is to the message that they listen to. Anybody listening to me today? Some of you have adult children, and your mom's here, and you still feel responsible for every decision that your adult child makes. And anytime they make a wrong decision, you draw a direct line between your weakness as a parent and their decision as an adult. Your son's 45 years old. The decisions that your son is making aren't your responsibility anymore. Oh, I know you missed their first day of Sunday school, but I think by now they should be getting over it. They're 45 years old. It's their choice. You are not responsible for the choices that they are making. You need to have some boundaries in your life. Elijah needed to understand what he was responsible for and what he was not responsible for. So he could say yes, and so he could say no to the things that he was accountable for. Number two, jot this down. Not only must you learn when to say yes and no, but you also need to know your boundaries so you don't live depleted when you should live energized. If you remember the story of Elijah, when Elijah tried to take on too much, he tried to take on the political outcome of Israel. He tried to take on the political outcome of Judah, and he tried to take on the response of all of the people to turn to God. Then suddenly, Elijah became very overwhelmed with the task that God had never placed on him, the responsibility that God had never placed on him. And so he became overwhelmed, discouraged, depleted. When they did not respond the way he expected them to, then he became overwhelmed and thought he was a failure, but God had never asked him to take responsibility for how they responded. And in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 3 through 5, Elijah goes to the desert. He's discouraged. He's suicidal. He's confused. He feels like a failure because he took on responsibilities that were draining him instead of being energized by his call. Now, let me talk to you about that for a minute. I believe that there are some of you that are here that are extremely tired, exhausted, and feel like failures. I think oftentimes that exists because you are taking on responsibilities that are way beyond what God has called you to take on. And so instead of being energized by what God has called you to, you're drained by what you think God has called you to, because you have so much on your plate, most of which God has never put on your plate, but you put on your plate, or you allow others to put on your plate. But it's not God that's done that to you. It's you that's done it to yourself. When you try to control the outcome of which you have no control over, you will find yourself being drained of energy. When you try to control things that you have no control over, you're going to find yourself zapped of energy, discouraged and depleted. Oh, I know you planned a wedding and you decided that it was an outside wedding. But let me tell you, you have no control over the weather. Now, you can try to do a rain dance. I don't think it's going to work. You can try to control it, but you can't control the weather. Only God can control the weather. So let God be God and get your hands off of it. Let me tell you something. If you're married today, you have a responsibility to your marriage, but you do not have responsibility to control your spouse. You have a responsibility towards your spouse, but you are not responsible for the actions of your spouse. Your spouse is a grown individual. Your spouse has to give an account to God for the choices and responses that they make. And when you try to control your spouse, and when you try to manipulate your spouse, if you try to take responsibility for what your spouse does, you always end up depleted because you cannot control your spouse. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit doesn't need an assistant? It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and I don't see any assistant job to the Holy Spirit. So don't try to be the assistant to the Holy Spirit. You are responsible to your spouse, but you are not responsible for your spouse, and you need to draw boundaries and understand where those boundaries lie. I believe that at times, we, because of our own insecurity, because of our own lack of boundaries, we try to take on things that God has never called us to. I've told you this story before, but let me just tell you one of the greatest stories, lessons that God taught me years ago about boundaries, and I would not be your pastor right now if I had not learned this lesson. I started pastoring this church many, many years ago. I was 21 years old when I started to pastor this church. And I'll never forget, I had no pastoral experience, and I did not grow up in the city of Chicago, but through a series of circumstances, God called me to pastor this little congregation that was on the corner of 44th and Palina. Now, the congregation was very small. There was about 18 people. My salary was $8,000, and I had no insurance. There was no parsonage. And so we were a very, very small church, just struggling to try to survive. I remember my first day as a pastor. I walked up the stairs of that church at 44th and Palina, which used to be a Russian Greek Orthodox church. Everybody else was at work, and so I took my Bible and I walked to the back office, and I'll never forget sitting down in the back makeshift office of the church and thinking to myself, okay, now what do I do? No one's here. There's no secretary. There's no staff. There's barely a church. There were some squirrels in the roof because I heard them scattering through the roof. And I thought to myself, okay, since there's really no one in the building and we have a small congregation, I'm going to go out there and start meeting people in the neighborhood and start meeting needs that are out there. And so I did. So I got outside of my office. I started meeting people, calling people, visiting people, talking to people in the community, visiting houses. And within a short amount of time, there was all kinds of people that I was doing marital counseling, but I wasn't even married yet.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago, and this is his Straight Talk series called Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call. Today was the first half of his message called Rediscover Your Boundaries. It's the sixth part in our series. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.